That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Before I start the show today, I want to share a little story with you. 11 years ago, I sold my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life. I wrote the book, sold the book, and then I had a freak out, full-blown freak out. I freaked out because I had no clue how to write or market a book. I knew how to sell it. I knew I had something I wanted to share, but I had zero clue how to even string a sentence together. I was just terrified. So I was about to give this advance back. But I knew that there was this very empowering message that had to come through me. I was at the time working as a motivational speaker, and I had a lot I needed to share, but I was very scared about the idea that I could now have to write it. So I turned inward. I really looked to my inner guidance system for a lot of support there. And I asked for a source of inspiration to come through me, to guide me and to show me what to do. And my inspiration, thankfully, was much stronger than my fear. And that same inspiration is what led me to create a blueprint that would become my own foolproof method for ultimately writing 9 books in 11 years. I'm so deeply grateful that I listened to my intuition that day, because I didn't let fear block my dream. And I really allowed inspiration to clear the path. And saying yes to that inner calling was probably one of the most important decisions I've ever made. As a result, many, many, many lives have been changed. People are sober. Spiritual awakenings are happening all throughout the world. So I can't even emphasize how grateful I am that I made the choice to say yes to becoming an author. That decision changed my life and the lives of millions of people. So I want to ask you right now, if you feel like you have a book in you, like you have a story that you want to share, you have an empowering message that you want to get out into the world, are you willing to say yes, even in the midst of fear or uncertainty? Are you willing to show up and make that commitment? I want to help you. I want to help anyone who has the dream of becoming a writer. I want to really help you step into the calling. So today I wanted to really share with you how I can help you do that. If you feel called to write a book, or if you are already an author and you want to make sure that book gets out into the world, I have the blueprint. I created a 6-module digital course called the Bestseller Masterclass. I'm going to give a little humble brag right now. I think it is absolutely one of the most important courses any writer could take, because not only does it give you the most important techniques that you need to apply to writing a bestseller, but also the exact steps that I have taken to market multiple New York Times bestsellers, #1 New York Times bestsellers, and to most importantly, get the message out to the world. So if you are feeling it and you're feeling like, okay, I want to hear what she has to say about this, click the link in the show notes to learn more about the Bestseller Masterclass. It's open now. It is a totally digital course. You can take it from anywhere in the world. And you're going to get the Gabby Playbook, the step-by-step Gabby Playbook on how to write and market your bestseller. You can also go to deargabby.com/bestseller masterclass. It's in the show notes and at deargabby.com/bestseller masterclass. Now let's get ready for another episode of Dear Gabby.
Yeti.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. What's up, everybody? We are back for another episode of Dear Gabby. I am pretty pumped today. I had a really deep meditation prior to this recording. I was lying with my hand on my heart, my hand on my belly, and I just started to feel as though there was this presence of energy just pressing down on my chest and just holding me. And that feeling of being held is such a gentle relief. It's a sense of relief. And I think that what happens for us is that we live so much in this worldly experience of our body, having this human experience, that we forget all of the spiritual support that is around us, all of that spiritual support that is around us, supporting us and holding us and guiding us. But when we slow down enough to listen and to feel the presence of that support, then we can feel tremendous relief, feel a sense of certainty that we are indeed being guided and that there is a universal support system within us and around us. And my guess is that that will likely be a theme that comes up today. So let's see what our super attractor deck has in store as we pull a card for this show. This is the card that will be here. You know what's so funny? I opened the deck. This card was face up. And sometimes instead of picking a card, the card picks you. So here's our card. It's absolutely divinely placed. And it's green. Green is our color today. Green, the color of Archangel Raphael, the color of healing. Let's see what comes through. When I cultivate a spiritual connection, I can trust the universe no matter what. Is that not what I was talking about? Or what? When I cultivate a spiritual connection, I can trust the universe no matter what. Boom. I'm wearing the most beautiful green top, and this card has the same green color, which just makes me feel really nice. So I'm going to put the deck down. We've got our card. I'm going to keep my card right next to me because I know that this is what happens on this show, is that the topic comes to me, the theme comes through the card, and whatever messages are being transmuted through this episode are exactly as they need to be, in full alignment with when I cultivate a spiritual connection, I can trust the universe no matter what. No matter what. That's the presence of relief that I felt just now in my meditation prior to this recording. That's what I'm here to bring forth with you guys today. Let's talk about what it means to cultivate a spiritual connection and bring forth that certainty no matter what. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. So my girls on my back end, Lindsay and Sammy, when you get a moment, please bring in my first guest.
Gabby girl, I love you. Gabby, I've been here since day one, by the way.
And hey, Lee.
Every single week, been here with you. I love you so much.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
Great. I'm so grateful that you've been here since this show was a little Instagram live. And here we are now.
Since day one, Gabs. I work in recovery. I've read every single one of your books. I literally tell every single friend, Dear Gabby, meet me there. Let's go, girls. Let's do this. Let's get that energy going with Gabs. I love you. So, okay. I am in a beautiful vortex space right now. I have been in it for months. Everything has been coming to me. I've been manifesting things like this, and I have a huge project that I'm working on right now. And it's a studio that I teach yoga and I teach meditation and I teach a lot of things in recovery. And I'm kind of making this studio that's based in mental health, but it is yoga and it is fitness and it's all these things. And I'm every single day, things are coming. People are like, oh, I have this thing. I have these lights that you could use. I have this thing, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just happening. It's all happening. And I have just, it's not that I'm scared. it's just that like, I want to keep on being guided in the right direction. And sometimes I feel so in it and I feel like my angels are talking, they're guiding me. And right now it's like weird because I have this thing of like, just wait a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm looking for like the perfect studio. And I just want to, I guess right now is just like, I just want that. I'm always wanting the extra guidance. I'm always wanting the extra thing. And obviously this right now, talking to you and seeing you, and it's just like, this is, it's so perfect. I love you. I feel you all the time. I miss you and I feel you and everybody on the show. And I'm always sending love to everybody on the show. And this is so special. And honestly, exactly what you're doing right now is like what I want to do and mm-hmm. what I want to continue to do. And mm-hmm. so I guess, yeah, I don't know. I want more from my angels, which is like kind of selfish because I always get so much, but I'm like, I want more. I want the guidance. I want to go deeper. I want to just keep on keeping on. And I want the clearest messages because sometimes I do get like tiny mixed messages. And I feel like the more I practice it, of course, I'm getting better and better and better. And yeah, I don't know. So it just, if you have...
Yeah, I got a riff for you, Haley. I got you, girl. All right. So Haley is, as in her own words, she said, I'm in the vortex, as Abraham Hicks will often say, that when we get into in sync with the universe or in sync with our super attractor power or fully in alignment with love, we are in the vortex, which is the language you used. And you very much so are, my love. You're very upbeat. You've got this energy that's vibrant. You believe you're connecting to what you refer to as your angels, which I use the same language. You are feeling the guidance of spiritual connection. Invisible doors are open for you. You are in the pursuit of service and love, and this studio that you're building is just unfolding naturally, and everything is happening around you, which is really a direct reflection of your alignment that you've already referenced. I am in the vortex. I am feeling good. Because when we're feeling good, we attract what we desire. What was profound about what you said, though, was that, and this isn't really a though or a but it's really an interesting turn that you took when you said, but I'm getting the sense that I need to slow down. I'm getting the sense that I shouldn't push. I'm getting the sense that maybe I should go a little slower as it relates specifically to the building or the studio specifically, right? Bringing in that studio. So what's happening is that you're hearing all these downloads, you're getting all this guidance, all these doors are opening for you, and the messages that you're receiving are loud and freaking clear, because when you're in the vortex, when you're feeling good, the universal messages come through just like you're talking on the phone with a girlfriend. It's just very, very easy, effortless, it's in the flow. But now you're getting this message to slow down, which I'm getting the sense is a message that you don't like. So here's the lesson for you, baby, okay? When you open up to that vortex, when you open up to that universal presence of inspiration that is available to all of us, we just block it. But when you open up and you clear the blocks and you clear the blocks and you watched your Gabby since day one and you're part of this community and you're doing all this work and you're so lit up, then you're gonna get clear guidance. But the first step is to ask, the second step is to listen, and the third step is to follow the guidance that you receive. So don't disobey the messages. Don't disobey the inspiration, the intuitive sense. We will receive guidance in all forms when we become willing and clear enough to listen to it. But sometimes that guidance may reveal to us something that's against what we think we need. And that's when we want to always come back to the surrendering to what is of the highest good, turning over what we think we need to what is of a higher power or of the highest service to others. And if you are starting to get the sense that there's this steadiness or slow it down or don't rush, and you're noticing that your ego part, your worldly Haley, the human part of you, wants to resist that, I would really take a beat, check in, and notice where that resistance is coming from. Is that resistance coming from a place of control, of future tripping, of trying to make things happen, of any kind of manic manifesting or forceful nature or meddling, right? And if the answer is yes, and you can really know, it sounds like you're very clear about what's up with yourself. If the answer is yes, then the intuitive guidance that you're receiving to slow down is actually accurate, and it's time to listen. And what I wrote today on my Instagram actually is that we have to give ourselves permission to slow down, and that when we can speed up by slowing down. So your guides are in the same pursuit of this goal, this vision, this desire of creating the space for people in recovery and a yoga studio and all the great gifts that you're going to bring forth. But they're telling you there's actually a gentler, softer way. Slow the F down, sister, and listen up. Because we think in our, particularly in American culture, but we think in our humanness that the more we do, the harder we push, the more, the faster we go, the better we are. It's actually quite the opposite. When we slow down, when we pull back, when we take our hands off the wheel, when we allow ourselves to speed up when the speed is there and slow down when it's necessary, that's when we're in sync with the universe. And we can trust that the slow, steady speed that we take to allow our desires to come into form is actually going to give us the opportunity to receive more as a result of pulling back, as a result of taking our time, as a result of being led, being guided, and being directed. You got me, Haley?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's like, you know, when for so long have stopped myself or been in fear, and so many times if I've started things and never was able to finish, and you know, that's like very old behavior and very old Haley. And so I guess that the only fear that comes up is like, oh wait, am I doing this because I'm scared, or am I doing this because this is actually what I'm supposed to do? And yeah, I feel exactly what you're saying. Yeah. And listen to that and trust that. And no, it's not from a place of fear. It's from a place of, yeah, I need to take my time. I need to be grounded in what I'm doing so that, you know, I am very clear and intentional about everything. And I'm just being guided.
I always say that we really want to allow ourselves to build our house on rocks rather than sand. And so if you're building something, if you're building a business, if you're growing a baby, if you're building a relationship, make sure that the foundation is strong. Make sure that the foundation is grounded. Envision almost roots coming from the top of your head all the way down through your toes into the ground, so that you are physically grounded as you start to hear this guidance and wisdom, as you grow, as you build, as you expand. We can't build upon a rocky foundation or an unsteady foundation. We can't build and expand upon an unsteady foundation. And so are we going to be perfect? No, but we have to really slow down, be steady, listen, and establish that foundation so that we can then become untethered, so that we can then allow and we can listen. The other thing that I want to really identify for you and anyone else that's listening that is already starting to connect to that speediness of that spiritual connection, that once you start to hear the synchronicity and you start to notice the guidance and you feel that wisdom coming through in all these different arenas, that is a sure sign to slow down and listen more. Because it gets exciting, it gets heady, it gets like really busy, and you just want to go, 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 go. But we really want to be grounded in what it is that we're really being able to hear, and grounded in the direction that we're receiving. So I think we've nailed it with you, Haley. I feel good.
I love you. I just want to take 2 seconds and just so much gratitude for you, Gabby. So much gratitude for you. I love you. I love you so much. And to everybody that's watching too, I have been through it. I've really been through it. And I've had the darkest days, and I've, you know, used all the tools, and Abraham Hicks has always been there, like for me since day one. And then I found you, and it was just like everybody has, you know, the ability to help people. Like, we help people and how we want to help people. And like, this is the community that I want to be in. And this is the community that makes me feel so good. And I'm just so grateful for you and every single person that comes on here and shares, like as if we're in a meeting, you know, and is just there to listen. I love you. Have the best day ever. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you, Haley. Bye, baby. What I love about what Haley just said that was so excellent is that anyone that's here on Dear Gabby is part of a community. You're part of a community of people opening up to creative possibilities and spiritual wisdom, and you're supporting each other just by listening or watching wherever you are in the world. The energy and the intention that you put into this show means that you are aligned with the desire to feel good. And in your commitment to feeling good, you are bringing grace to the world. So I just want anyone who's listening or watching at any time, maybe it's now, maybe it's in the launch of this podcast, maybe it's 30 years from now when I'm an old lady, whatever it is, just be grateful that you have the opportunity to be of service in a really high way every time you tune into the energy of love. I'm proud of you guys. All right, my girls, let's bring on the next one. I had to just get a little heartfelt moment there for you. What's your name, sweetheart?
Christine.
Christine, where are you from?
Colorado. I'm from New York, but recently.
You're living in Colorado. Nice. How nice. How can I help you, Christine?
Well, so in 2019, I moved here to Colorado. And I recently retired. And I thought my life was going to go one way. I had just finished a Kundalini training. And I thought that that's where all my energy was going to be put. But for many personal reasons, I chose not to do that. And I think I, you know, 6 months after I got here, the pandemic, and, you know, I haven't made any, you know, real connections yet. I've been quarantined at home and I tend to be an introvert. So it's a little harder for me to, you know, get out of my comfort zone. And I vacillate between, oh, I'm fine and I'm comfortable and I do have my daughters here, so it's not like I'm totally isolated, to, you know, I really, and I hate to use this word should, but be making some connections, you know, it's good for me. I mean, I don't think we were meant to, you know, be these solitary creatures, you know? So it's like, I look through one lens and I'm feeling so blessed and so much gratitude. And then I look through another lens and I feel like, you know, there's more out there for me and I have to let go of the fear. And I know at night when I dream, my dreams are like crazy wild.
Me too. I have the craziest dreams right now.
Yeah, and I sometimes wake up exhausted from dreaming.
Totally.
I sort of know that I'm, even though
processing.
You're calm, I know there's like turmoil going on. So, you know, how do I like move into that place of connection during this time?
You want to know how cool the universe is? Ask and it is given. You came here and you asked bravely for connection. You came here and you asked bravely for connection and the universe is going to provide. I'm going to give you a year of my miracle membership. I want you to join the membership today. And the miracle membership is monthly workshops and meditations and 6 years of archived Gabby content of meditations and workshops and group tapping and everything you could possibly need to support you spiritually. But one of the greatest gifts of the membership is the Facebook community, because it's a community of thousands of like-minded people who just show up there to support each other and love each other. And people have made friends in that community. They've had meetups. They've met other people in their state. They've done little, you know, chats together on the Facebook group. It is the best place for your spiritual connection to your own practice, but also to others. So right now, when we're struggling and we don't have the ability to connect to people, join the Miracle membership. It's totally yours. I'm giving you a year of it for free. And I want you to really welcome that community. And I want you to show up there daily for at least 40 days. I want you to go onto the Facebook group and make a connection, whether it be commenting on somebody's post or posting yourself and putting yourself out there. And I want you to get into the habit of using that virtual community, like it's a big virtual hug, holding you in that connection. Because the reality is that we're a little ways away. We're close. We're getting closer every day, but we're a little ways away from herd immunity and from the ability to get back out into the world. And it's going to be slow and we're going to want to be conscious and we're going to want to do it in a mindful way. And so while we're still in this situation, I want you to use what we have, which is the resources of the internet, to feel spiritually connected to others. And the Miracle membership is the best place on the planet to do it. And you came here, you asked, it is given. There you go, baby.
Gabby, thank you. Thank you. I do my yoga practice actually during our time together. And it's funny, like I see you speaking to me, but it's the same as when you're speaking to everybody else. Like it feels the same, you know, and I get so much wisdom and joy. And I'm like in awe of, your compassion and your wisdom and your ability to just connect and help everybody heal. So thank you.
I want to just thank you deeply for reflecting back to me what my intention for this show has been. My intention is to help you feel connected, to help each and every one of you feel like I'm talking to you, and to have you feel my compassion and love come through the screen. The fact that those are your words that you used, that you shared, is extremely meaningful to me. And I just want you to know what a big deal that means to me, to take that in as we develop what this show will be. I just want to acknowledge how extraordinarily valuable it is for someone in the creation of something to have their commitment and their intention reflected back to them by the exact person they wanted to do it for. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hear you.
Absolutely.
I love you. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Enjoy your miracle membership, baby. Go in there.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
You were an easy dear, Gabby. I could just hook you up with my presence. Oh, so fun. I'll see you in there, baby. I'll see you in there. Let's bring in our next guest on Dear Gabby. Hey, hey, what's your name?
Wow, what an honor to be here with you.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Jason Williams. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Jason, what's up, man? It's so good to see your face, baby. Hi, nice to meet you.
I saw you in New York. It was maybe 2019 for your book launch. I think that's when it was.
What book was it in 2009? Oh, Super Attractor. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that book. It was amazing. So I guess my question is for you. I do get some messages from Ancestry, and I'm kind of just wondering how to navigate through that topic of that. So, example, my grandmother, Olivia, sometimes will come and pop up every now and again, my father or whoever. So it's just, you know, just navigating through that, when to listen, not to listen, what maybe the possible messages could be.
Here's the deal, my love. Our card today is beyond. When I cultivate a spiritual connection, I can trust the universe no matter what. So hear me, Jay. When I cultivate a spiritual connection, that's when I can hear the download. That's when I can trust what I'm hearing. When you can know in your body, in your soul, that it is indeed your father, your grandmother, a guide, an angel, a spirit of any form, is when you're fully in your spiritual connection and your foundation. And sometimes we can feel it because we're grounded because we just had a beautiful meditation and we got super spiritually aligned. Or sometimes we can feel it because we just hit a bottom. We're on our knees. We are so surrendered because we cannot find another direction. And that voice or that intuition or that smell of her perfume comes in to remind us and assure us that we are indeed supported. But the more that we cultivate a spiritual connection, as our card today says, the more we can trust what it is that we hear. It's that simple. For instance, anything, any kind of art that you create in the world, the more you practice it, the more you can trust your ability to create art. You got me, right? Just as an example, as a motivational speaker, I've been speaking for 15 years. In 2005, when I was 25 years old and I was hitting the stage, I didn't trust myself nearly as much as I do 15 years later. Could Gabby Bernstein step onto the stage with no outline today? Yes. Would I know? But yes, I would. I can. No, I wouldn't, but I can because I have years of connection behind me, years of practice, years of groundedness behind me. So just like any practice, any art, any creative endeavor, channeling spiritual guidance comes much more naturally and much more easily the more we cultivate a spiritual connection. Boom, that's our card, Jay. You got me, right? So of course, the other thing also is anytime that you get a hit, Jason, that it is your dad or that it is your grandmother, don't question it. It is. And those moments when they come through for you, as long as it feels loving, supportive, elevating, uplifting, and not negative, because I believe, and this is what Gabby believes, I believe that when the soul passes, the ego, the fear-based ego belief systems are released. I don't believe that spirit continues on in the ego form, ego fear form. I don't believe that all the baggage that they came here in the body with carries on with them as a spirit. That's just not what I believe. I believe that they move into a different realm. They're in a spiritual realm, that they are free from the burdens of their human form. And in that space, they're there to guide those of us who still are here in our physical presence in a way to elevate us, guide us, bring us closer to God, closer to spirit, and closer to a connection of divine wisdom within ourselves. So the reason I say that is because if you think that your dad's telling you that you're not good enough, I'm not saying that this is happening to you, but if you, someone thinks that they're getting a negative voice message from somebody, I don't believe that that is going to be the case. When you hear the voice of spirit guides, angels, ancestors that are there to support you, it's going to be elevating. It's going to be supportive. It's going to sometimes even, Jason, be in a language that feels a little different, right? If it's your grandmother or your dad, it'll sound like them because they're going to want to prove to you that it is them. Right. So like if your grandmother was like a boss lady and she was like, putting it down and wanting to, you know, make sure you heard her, she'll be loud. They'll be, you know, the doors will slam. Right. I was channeling for just organically channeling for my friend. He's not really a spiritual guy, but I just was like, dude, your mom is here. And the lights started flashing like nobody's business, Jason. And I just started channeling messages for him. And they were messages that he actually agreed with. Like he was like, yeah, that's what I need to hear. But this is a guy who's not in the Dear Gabby community. He's not a spirit junkie. He's not on this path specifically. So she started flashing the lights because she wanted him to know. 2 weeks later, he and his wife were sitting around. And out of nowhere, he says, you know, I really miss mom. Boom, the lights start flashing again, baby, okay? So this is the way that spirit's gonna connect. I remember when my grandfather died, I had a BlackBerry at the time. I opened my BlackBerry and I looked at the notes in the BlackBerry and it says, Grampy is here with you.
Oh, wow.
One more thing about my grandfather. Where's my phone? It's on Instagram right now. When you open up your phone app and you wanna look at the photos, like your photo app, there's some saved photos at the bottom. I don't know how they got there. One of them is of my grandmother and my grandfather. It's just every time I open the photos, their photo is the first one. No idea how that happened, okay? So these are the ways that spirit works through technology. Spirit works through intuition. Sometimes you'll physically feel a presence. So now I want to hear from you, Jay. How are you experiencing and interpreting the energy of Olivia and your father?
Oh, it's very super positive. It's very nurturing. It's very, I'm here, I'm with you, keep doing what you're doing type of energy. So it's always positive. You know, it's not a scary thing. So I think for me, it's to use that as guides to helping other people in that same capacity.
Oh, are you feeling like you want to open up to that mediumship ability that you have? Is that what you're saying?
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like unconsciously, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So first of all, the words that you describe that they are saying to you, keep going, you're doing great. That's exactly how spirit speaks to us. Okay. So just trust it 100,000%. There is no shadow of a doubt that that is indeed your ancestors. Okay. You're going to accept that now. The way to develop that ability to hear and listen. Of course, there's always teachers and on my journey, I've had many medium mentors and teachers and guidance systems that have helped me develop that skill. But it's like an art. It's like sitting down to play the piano. You can be self-taught, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be self-taught. You can practice and practice and practice and practice. And that practice comes through clearing the blocks to the presence of love and joy within yourself. That practice comes through deepening your meditation.
Mm-hmm.
That practice comes through asking them, Jason, for help, asking them for help, you know, being in the constant contact with a higher power. Thanks, Grandma. Thanks, Olivia, for showing me how to make this decision today. Give me a sign of a butterfly or whatever it is, right? Show me my sign that I am indeed being guided, or help me make this decision. I'll let you show me, right? They'll give you a freaking billboard.
Right.
That describes the next step for you.
Yeah.
So was there more to this that I'm not answering? Because I just went on my own Gabby full-blown monologue here.
No, that was perfect. That was what I needed to hear, I think. So I really appreciate that so much.
What is it that you're doing, Jason, in your life that they're so proud of?
Well, I teach, I'm a personal trainer by trade, but meditation and Reiki and all that fun stuff. So
okay.
Incorporating right. All that.
They're saying use your hands. So it's the second you said Reiki, my hands went like that, right? So they're saying, hold the space, use your hands. Do not question or underestimate your ability to heal. Mm. And I use that word heal very, very, very cautiously because when we're in this space, we think, oh, I can get rid of somebody's this or that. I'm using the word heal from the perspective of support, serve, hold space, right? Okay. So I just want to be really cautious with that. So my hands are numb. My hands are like, you know, my hands start to go like this when I start to channel. So they're so loud and so clear. Do not underestimate your ability to hold people in the energy of love is really what they're saying. To hold people in the energy of love. They're showing me that you are a clear channel. I see you sitting all in white. And it's funny that you're wearing white right now. But I see you sitting in full white because when we're in white, it's known in like the spiritual worlds that in white you can receive more. You can and don't cross your legs and don't wear a belt and sit grounded and sit with your legs strongly planted on the ground and feel that groundedness as you do develop this work. They are saying continued training. So if there's something that you're training in the Reiki, is that correct? Are you doing Reiki 1 or anything like that? Or is it just coming intuitively?
Reiki master. So then like all that fun stuff.
So you're already a Reiki master. So there's more training. There's more attunement almost. And they're saying that they're teaching you, like they're your trainers. They're going to come through and work through you as well. If there's instance, and there's also a lot of guides around you that are saying that they're clapping as they always do. And they're saying they're working through you. So it's getting to know these guides. You might want to write with them, channel with them, let them reveal to you their presence and who they are so that they can work through you as well. You know, I'm having this resistance because my human part is like, don't use the word healer because I really don't want to get myself in trouble on this show by like telling you, you're a healer, because that makes me nervous and my husband's an attorney. But with regard to what I'm hearing for you, sweetheart, is that there is this healing light that comes through you and that you are a conduit for it. And so do not underestimate the power of your energetic support and energy that you can give to others. The other thing that I, Gabby, want to say to you right now is that I can feel that energy with you even here on the Zoom.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you have any questions for them while they're very present and here with you right now?
I don't know. This is pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that they're also saying there's something about when you're doing Reiki that when you have the permission of the other person, that if it's someone that you've worked with in real time, don't underestimate the power of Reiki healing from a distance. And I know maybe that's coming up because of COVID and what's going on in the world, but don't underestimate that that is something that absolutely happens even through the internet. You got that. I know you do.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Woo, okay, your guides are cool. There's a lot of them. They're all around you. They're sparkly. I'm going to let them go, though. I'm not going to carry them with me. They're yours. And I see you in white. So when you're doing your work, I don't know if you're doing, if you're wearing white already when you do the healing work, but wear white.
Okay. Love it. Love it. So thank you so much for everything.
Jay, man, I can't wait to see you again in IRL. Let's make that happen. When my next book is out, I want to meet you. I find you to be such a lovely human. Thank you for being here on Dear Gabby and sharing your gift with us and giving me the chance to be unapologetic about what it means to have spirit guides. It's beautiful.
Okay. Thank you so much. Love you. Love you all.
Love you, Jason. Thank you for being with us. Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
What a nice one. Oh, my God, Jason. Wow, what a show. Wow, what a show. When I cultivate a spiritual connection, I can trust the universe no matter what. The message that came through with this card is a reminder, a strong reminder. I was going to say a gentle reminder. It's a powerful reminder that the more grounded we become in our spiritual faith, the easier it is for us to hear spiritual guidance, the easier it is for us to receive spiritual signs, the easier it is for us to trust and know with certainty that the guidance that we receive is indeed working on our behalf for the highest good for all. I welcome you all to deepen your spiritual faith today, simply saying a prayer. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me the ever-present guidance that is within me and around me. Show me what you got. That's your prayer, guys. That's your prayer. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.